morning.
Good morning. Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
What are you doing?
Doing about what?
You're wearing a football helmet.
Well observed.
Why?
To avoid the pain of being accosted by another bird.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what I've done to offend them, but they have been coming after me in full force.
One came after you yesterday.
On the way here, and another attacked me on the way home.
Really?
Another dove, to be specific.
Well, you should take that helmet off. You're going to scare the kids. Hmm?
Oh.
Hi, Matthew. Hi, Camilla. What are you two doing?
What's that noise?
Oh, we found a baby bird, and we don't know what to do with him.
It's not a dove, is it? Where's my helmet?
Well, calm down, Eugene. It's tiny, whatever it is.
See?
Oh. It appears you have acquired an infant, Kyanakita cristata. A baby blue jay.
Oh. Hey, you shouldn't be touching the bird, right? Won't the mom reject it if it smells like a human?
That's what I said.
Actually, that's an unfounded legend.
That's what I thought.
Regardless, you should endeavor to return this bird to its nest at once, where it has the optimal chance for survival.
We don't know where its nest is.
The poor thing was lying on the sidewalk.
Oh, a nestling. That's unfortunate. Without anyone to take responsibility for this creature, it could die. Look, see the way he opens his mouth like that? It means he's probably... Oh, he bit me!
Well, there's another species of bird that doesn't like you, Eugene.
Yes.
Right. Matthew, do you know what this means? Eugene has to get rabies shots?
What? Birds can't carry rabies.
No, I'm talking about my prayer last night. If I show responsibility for taking care of something, maybe I can get a puppy.
You think God gave you this bird so you could get a puppy?
Maybe. Why not?
Well, that's an interesting theological view.
But animals don't survive in our house, Camilla.
This one will. You'll see. So will Mom and Dad. I'll break the curse.
Curse? What curse?
It's a family thing.
Yeah. Let's go. I can't wait to show Mom and Dad.
Oh, hi, hon. How was work?
Long. I was in an endless meeting. Where are the kids?
Oh, Olivia's upstairs and...
Mom, Dad, we found a baby blue jay on the sidewalk and it was so small and we couldn't find its nest. So I think God wants me to take care of it.
Oh,
wait, what?
And it bit Eugene and now he might have bird rabies, but I think he's just hungry.
Eugene's hungry?
So can we keep it?
Wait a minute.
Hey, what's going on?
We found a baby bird, see?
Oh, he's kind of cute. In a bald, disgusting sort of way.
Okay, I don't think it's a good idea to keep this bird. It really needs to be with its mother.
Yes.
But that's the problem. We can't find his mother or his nest.
And we couldn't just leave it to die on the sidewalk.
Well,
I'll call the rescue shelter. Maybe
yes.
They'll take
Yay.
It.
But Dad, why can't we keep it?
Camilla, we talked about this earlier.
But this is the answer to my prayer. Maybe this is God's way of teaching me.
But, sweetheart, you don't know anything about raising a baby bird.
I could learn. How hard could it be? Please, Dad. Oh, please.
I'll help too, Dad.
I'll serve as an observer and advice giver.
Oh, thanks, Olivia.
Well, that was easy.
What happened?
I talked to the local shelter, and they said that no one takes baby birds.
See, Dad? He's gonna die if we don't do something.
Oh.
But, Camilla, raising a bird is a lot of work, and you'll need to...
Okay,
listen, you'll have to learn what to feed him and how often. He'll need a nest of some sort.
We can make
and
one.
There's a point when he'll have to learn how to fly and then leave.
We can teach him.
Yeah.
That's all if he lives that long.
What? Dad!
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I want you to be prepared for that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this family's track record.
It won't happen. I'm going to break our pet curse.
We don't have a pet. Who said we're cursed?
Everybody.
Okay, just remember... You're taking on this responsibility, so no matter how difficult it gets, you have to see it through. You got it?
I got it. I promise.
Oh, I'll get it.
So what is he gonna eat?
Well, I don't know.
What do you think he likes?
Oh, buenos dias, Mrs. Parker.
Hi, Wooten.
I got your mail right here. This one package was just a little big for the mailbox.
Oh,
hey, maybe Wooten knows.
Yeah.
Well, I never did before, but there's a first time for everything. What is it?
About baby birds.
Whoa, you have one of those?
Come on in, Wooten.
Okay. Hey, how great is that? You know, I raised a baby bird once.
We needed help, and Wooten came to the door. Is this God or what?
Okay, I wouldn't go that
so
far.
Not so fast.
You raised a bird, Wooten?
Oh, sure. When I lived in Alaska, he was a great horned owl named Dr. What.
Dr. What?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Who would have been a better name, but I think it's trademarked.
If you know about baby birds, then maybe you can tell us what to feed them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I know baby owls like partially digested mice, which aren't too bad once you get past the fur. No, just kidding. I didn't actually eat any mice. I don't even know any. I'd say that your bird would probably appreciate something with a lot of protein, like grubs or beetles.
Ew! I am not chewing beetles for any bird.
We could put them in the blender.
Ew!
No, you can't.
Yeah, she's probably right, but you could substitute those with ground beef or maybe dog food, which is kind of weird when you think about it. I mean, a bird eating dog food. But then again, I did have an Irish setter named Artichoke who used to eat bird seed. He was a bird dog.
Now that is funny.
It is, why?
Hey, Mom, can we go to the store and get some dog food?
We have ground beef. Let's just use that.
Thanks, Wooten.
Oh, sure, you guys, anytime. Hey, have fun with your bird, and remember to take a lot of naps whenever you can.
Naps? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, most baby birds eat, like, every 23 minutes from sunrise to sunset.
You're kidding.
He must be.
Nope.
Are you sure you want to do this, Camilla?
Yeah!
Well, I hope it turns out okay.
By the way, what happened to your horned owl?
Oh, he died.
What?
Yeah, him.
Okay, thanks, Wooten. See you later.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, bye.
My bird won't die. I won't let him die. I'll do whatever it takes.
Camilla? Camilla?
Hey, little bird. Aw, you're hungry again? Okay.
Good thing it's Saturday. I'm not sure how you're going to do this on a school day.
Maybe I can take him in and make him my project.
Well, I don't think your teacher would appreciate that. Feeding him every 23 minutes while she's trying to have class may be a little disruptive.
Then what will I do?
I guess you'll have to figure that out. He's your responsibility, right?
Right.
Well, hi, Camilla. Matthew, where have you two been all day?
I've been taking care of my bird.
We've been taking care of our bird.
You only fed him once.
Well, that's something.
Well, is this the bird you found out of its nest? Connie told me about that.
He has to eat every 20 minutes. I don't have time to do anything else but feed him.
Oh, just think, if you were its mother, you'd have to spend that 20 minutes finding food.
All you have to do is go to the kitchen.
Yeah, but I'm exhausted just doing that. I thought that taking care of a baby bird would be easy, but he just wants to eat all the time. And it's not like I can play with him. He's not like a puppy.
Well, it's better to practice on something small. Maybe you'll break the curse.
Whoa, did you say curse?
Yeah, the Parker family pet curse.
Well, what does that mean?
All of our pets die for one reason or another.
Yeah, but you're calling it a curse. Is that the word your parents use?
No, we made it up. But it is a curse.
Well, actually, it isn't. There's no such thing as curses.
There isn't?
No, not the way you mean it. I mean, we sometimes use a word like curse in the same way we say good luck or bad luck. They're words we use for things we like or don't like, but they aren't real.
Then my bird won't die?
Oh, I didn't say that.
But he will die if we can't figure out how to take care of him during the week.
Oh, yeah. He has to eat all day, and I don't have anyone to feed him. Dad works, and Mom is doing her nursing stuff at the clinic.
Oh, I think there's an easy answer to that.
There is?
Sure. Bring him here. We'll take care of him while you're at school.
You will?
Of course. Drop him by on your way to school, and you can pick him up after.
That's great, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you.
Are you sure? I don't think Eugene is a big fan of birds right now.
Oh, don't worry about Eugene. I'm sure he'll be happy to help out.
No, Mr. Whitaker, anything but that.
Oh, come on, Eugene. It's just a baby bird.
I don't know, Whit. Eugene isn't getting along with birds these days.
Well, I thought you sorted that out. Did you say you researched why those birds were attacking you?
Indeed. Apparently, some species of birds get very protective of their nests during their baby-making season. I must have done something in the park to scare them at precisely the wrong time. Now they have it in for me, to use the colloquialism.
It's all right. I'll help you take care of the baby bird.
Thank you, Connie.
Please don't feel that I'm in any way attempting to be derelict in my duties here, but you have no idea what it feels like to be swooped upon like that. I'm even considering draconian measures.
What kind of measures?
Draconian, meaning extreme.
I know what it means, but I don't know what you mean.
Oh, well, I spoke to a specialist who suggested that the birds may be attracted to my hair.
Ew. Mm,
you know, for their nests.
Oh.
So I'm considering getting rid of it.
Getting rid of what?
My hair. All of it.
You're kidding. You'd shave your head?
Well, only if necessary. I can't look any worse than wearing a football helmet en route to work every day.
That I've got to see.
Now, Connie.
Well, I'll bring in some hair clippers.
Well, let's hope it won't come to that.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Camilla.
How is Dexter?
Who?
Dexter, my bird. Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine. But you're right. Feeding him every 20 minutes isn't easy. Are you sure you're up for this for another couple of weeks?
2 weeks?
Uh-huh. That's how long it should take for a bird his size to learn to fly.
Oh, well, sure. I said I would, to prove that I can be responsible. So that's what I'll do.
Well, good for you. I'll go get Dexter.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, wait. Be gone, alien creature.
What's going on?
Yikes!
Eugene, are you all right?
That's it. It's more than a man can stand. I've had enough.
What?
The birds. I'm going to eliminate their reason for attack. Miss Kendall, bring out the clippers!